From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Thank God it's Friday!
And we should all get down on our knees together and thank sweet Jesus because we made it through another week. From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, another action-packed adventure is ready to roll, so jump on.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Did the POTUS and FLOTUS throw down on Marine One? Get ready for a Comey coma because it's coming. Sydney Sweeney's about to rev up the race cards again. A holiday. Surprises coming that you're going to want to hear about. It's a hot one. And how does a pizza delivery guy end up on a hit song? Stick around and find out. Another round of head traumas on the way. Today we're going to dust off around the liar, liar. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including the Friday fucking funny. That's what's happening today on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Friday, September the 26th. Let's get you ready for the weekend. But first, you know what today is, right? It is National Pancake Day. Are you a pancake person? I mean, you probably still got time if you're listening on a Friday to go out to Denny's or IHOP and find a good deal. You know, I've never been a pancake guy, though. I do like a good buckwheat pancake from time to time, but once you've had crepes with blueberries and whipped cream mashed inside, you'll never go back to the pancakes. I don't think you can do it. All right, over the past 9 months, we've been tracking the listening for the Rat's Ass Podcast, and we've determined that it doesn't really matter if we do two or three episodes per week. At the end of the month, the listening is pretty much the same. So starting next week, the Rat's Ass Podcast will start offering new episodes on Monday and Thursday. We can cover everything in two podcasts that happens every week. Monday and Thursday instead of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday and Thursday, so please make a note of it. We will keep an option open for a third in case the world starts going to hell, though. This weekend on Rat's Ass Rock TV, our Best Of series with Pearl Jam continues. We'll be playing 12 of their top videos as voted on by Pearl Jam fans, and we'll keep it up for a week on Rat's Ass Rock TV. You can connect on our hub at ratsasspodcast.com. That's the hub for everything for the Rat's Ass Podcast, by the way. All right, let's get into the wrap. We got a lot to unpack today. Lot to unpack. Did you see the story about President Trump and Melania having what appeared to be an argument on Marine One Wednesday night when it landed? Apparently, they always have lip readers standing by as they were watching the president and the first lady in the helicopter. But the president and first lady, according to them, were discussing the escalator incident that happened earlier that day at the UN, and they weren't having an argument. In fact, when the two got off the Marine One, they held hands, walked across the south lawn, shoulder to shoulder, gazing in each other's eyes, and kind of sounds like Donnie and Melania were headed back to the White House to strip down under the candlelight. You know, Melania in her sexy teddy, Donald in his tighty whities, probably a BVD guy. And after sharing a glass of bubbly, they rolled out the presidential bearskin rug. Then they proceeded to have hot, buck-naked sex under the photo of the auto pen.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
All right, ex-FBI Director James Comey is getting indicted for lying to a federal grand jury regarding leaked information to the press that he denied doing and regarding President Trump. Now, Comey was seen on social media making a statement, maintaining his innocence, and said, "Let's go have a trial." That's how he ended it. Let's go have a trial, real confident-like. But Comey was later seen standing in the corner muttering to himself, "She sells seashells down by the seashore," over and over again. So can you say Tweety Birds? Sure you can. All right, Sydney Sweeney has put her boobs away for her latest photo shoot for the Hey Dudes publication. I didn't know we had a Hey Dudes publication, but we do now. But she is wearing some really short shorts, showing a lot of leg in this one. Now, Sydney's only 5'3". I'm not sure that's going to cause a backlash or not. Because doesn't a white woman have to be at least 5'7 in shorts before an ad can be considered to be racist? But I'll tell you what, as guys see this ad, they're not going to be able to hide it. Not at all. Serious 10 HUD action. All right, Diet Coke is bringing back Diet Coke with Lime. Just in time for the holidays. Look for it on October 6th. It's going to be for a limited time only, probably through the first part of January. It's going to be in cans, 20-ounce bottles. But you're probably thinking what I was thinking when you heard this. Why don't they just go ahead and add the damn rum too? Well, don't have to worry about that. Bacardi's already done it. They announced that they're going to release a highball already made with Bacardi rum and Coca-Cola. Probably has the lime in it too. Oh, the holidays are starting to look up. By the way, is it too early to put up a Christmas tree the end of September? You know, can't we use a little Christmas cheer earlier this year? It's been a hell of a year so far. I mean, you go out to Target in June, you're seeing Christmas stuff, and it kind of puts you in the mood a little bit. So I'm just wondering, or should we even give a rat's ass? If you want to put it up, put it up. What the hell? Hey, you know what else goes good with alcohol? Rock and roll. Here is Kicking Harold.
When a pizza guy knocked on a recording studio door, this band had no idea he was going to help them have a huge hit. Back in 1973, they were 14 hours into a recording session when the knock came at the door and the kid was standing there holding four pizzas. The delivery driver asked them if they had made the order, and the singer of the band told him, no, it wasn't them, but they might want to check one of the two studios down the hall. A few minutes later, as the band was getting ready to leave, there was another knock. It was the pizza guy again. He proceeded to tell them that he thought that song was really good, but it could use some piano. Then he talked his way onto the track. The next day, the band played the new song for someone on their team, and they absolutely loved it, especially the piano, because now they could get onto Top 40 radio. They asked them who played the piano, and Randy Bachman from BTO said, the pizza guy.
Prepare to be amazed and blown away. Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
It's the last weekend for baseball season before the playoffs get underway next week. So far, Toronto, Seattle, and the New York Yankees are in. For the American League, Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, and Houston will battle it out over the weekend for the final two spots. In the National League, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, San Diego, the LA Dodgers, and Chicago Cubs are in. The final spot will come down to the Mets, the Reds, or the Diamondbacks. It's week four in the NFL, and last night Seattle got the party started with a walk-off field goal last minute as time ran out to beat Arizona 23-20. The game of the week this week, though, is going to be the battle of the unbeatens between Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. Both teams 3-0. Somebody's going down, 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 down. You can get my weekly picks, week four, plus my week four money games at ratsasspodcast.com. On the blog. We're doing well. 11-1 on the money games this year. 11-1, 35-13 on the others. So go check out my picks. Tonight, the WNBA playoffs continue with Las Vegas visiting Indiana. Minnesota will tip it off at Phoenix, and both games are tied at one game apiece because these are game threes. All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Raymond Gillespie in Catus, Ohio said, how you feeling about the Reds' playoff chances now? I'll tell you what, they got their work cut out for them. They really do. They're a game behind the Mets. They do hold the tiebreaker if they end up tied. But if the Reds are going to make it, they got to do it by beating Milwaukee, the best team in baseball. They got the best record in baseball. They're playing in Milwaukee. So I'm thinking the Reds might need Joe Boo, some rum, and they might have to sacrifice a chicken to pull this thing out. All right, Aubrey Dixon, Fresno, California, says, do you think this is LeBron James' last year with the Lakers? You know, we don't know. I mean, he holds all the cards. He's got a no-trade clause. So if they do something like mid-season, they trade him back to Cleveland for some picks, maybe, possibly. But I think we go through this season. But I think it could be. LeBron has a $50 million price tag, and he's going to be 42. He'll be 41 this December, but by next season, he would be 42 years old. And Father Time, as we know, is undefeated. So I think the Lakers, at the end of this year, they might want to take that money and kind of replace his production. I don't think they can replace his leadership, though. All right, that is your sports today on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're playing Liar, Liar. This is where I reveal something about myself, where I get to talk about me. And you have to determine if I'm lying or telling the truth. All right, check this one out. When I was in high school, I was a sophomore playing in a varsity basketball game, my very first varsity game. Now, at the time, it was illegal to dunk. Well, I stole the ball and was on a breakaway, ready to lay it up, but then I got full of myself and I decided to dunk it. Well, the basket didn't count. They called a technical foul on me. The worst part was at the next practice when my coach made me run suicides until I heaved. Yeah. Now, am I lying or am I telling the truth? Take a while and think about it. We'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Oh, yes it is. Finally, Friday. Time for the Friday Fuggin' Funny. If you're not familiar with Jeff Dunham and Walter, well, you will be now.
Your wife's in town? Oh, yeah. She having a good time? She always has a good time. Good. Pisses me off. She's a lovely lady. She's getting old. Well, women age like fine wine. She's aging like milk. you guys get another argument this morning? Yeah, what happened? I don't know. She rolled out of bed, jumped on her menstrual cycle, and ran my ass over. Never heard it put quite that way before. Oh, it even has a sound. It goes nag, 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 nag.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, the newly single Sacha Baron Cohen is back in the game. He was seen getting cozy with OnlyFans model Hannah Palmer. Now, he's 53, she's 27, so he's working it, man. He's working it. In other words, he helps her land a movie role, and he gets nookie for his cookie, also known as doing business in Hollywood the old-fashioned way. It was a quick exit from Dancing with the Who in the Hell Is That for Corey Feldman. He was accused of being lazy by the brother-in-law of his dance partner, Jenna Johnson. I said the other day it was Jenna, but it wasn't. It was her brother-in-law that said that. But they had to be talking, you know what I'm saying? But Feldman says he was thrown off. He wasn't lazy at all. But he was thrown off because of what Charlie Sheen said about him in their documentary. Now, if you missed this, Feldman claimed Sheen raped his friend Corey Haim back in the day. An allegation Sheen denied in the documentary, saying it was BS and he should have sued Feldman, but he didn't want to give him any kind of headline over the story. So you know what? This might be shaping up to be one hell of a sword fight coming. Ex-Charmed and Who's the Boss actress Alyssa Milano, who is now 53, said she just had her breast implants removed to say goodbye to her body that was once sexualized. Now, you got a lot of rumors floating out there, and you got to be careful what you listen to, because there's no truth to the rumor that she's now using the breast implants as door stoppers. Not happening. It's not true. But when you think about it, she could use them as door knockers.
What the hell kind of joke's that?
This one is a little wacky. Matthew McConaughey claims going from a king-size bed to a queen-size saved his marriage. Now, to me, that's kind of going halfway. Based on that rationale, he should have picked up a full-size mattress. That seems to get him a little closer. Leonardo DiCaprio says, when he started acting, his agent told him that he should change his name, that his name was too ethnic, and recommended he go with Lenny Williams. Lenny Williams. Now, I'm thinking he made the right choice here. But I'll tell you what, this stuff used to happen in L.A. all the time. When I came to L.A. back in the late 80s, I had a program director who wanted me to change my name to Nacho Sanchez. Get it? Nacho Sanchez. I'm Nacho Sanchez. Because he thought it would appeal to Hispanics more. This is how they thought in the 80s. So naturally, I told him no way, Jose, but I did counter with this one. I said, you know what? Meet me halfway. Let me change it to the Spanish Fly. But he wouldn't go for it. He would not go for it.
Loser.
All right. For those all concerned, and I know you are, Britney Spears has now been single for 219 days.
Oh, gives a rat's ass.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, as you know, I do not read your email in advance. My producer, Fleabag, or Fleasus, because he's growing a beard and looks like Jesus now, forwards to me your name, where you're from, and rewrites them so I can read them rapid fire and on the fly. We cover every single topic, too. Victor Bolton from Newton, Massachusetts said, I was under the impression you were going to discuss politics only if you got a question in your email. The beginning of your last podcast was all about politics. You're sounding hypocritical. All right, let me explain this one more time. And it might take me a few times because I know listeners hear what they want to hear. I've been dealing with that my whole radio career. I can say one thing and you take it another way. So let me try this as short and sweet as possible. I will talk about current events on the hot topics of the day. Okay, that's what's called the wrap. Okay, if it's a hot topic, I'll talk about it. I will not give you an opinion, but I might offer a punchline. There is a difference between a punchline and an opinion. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll teach you the difference. I will give my opinion, though, if you ask for it in an email. So that's what I meant, okay? In the wrap, punchlines, email opinions, only if you ask for them. All right, Lori Schoonemaker, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm not clear on where you stand on this. Do you support Jimmy Kimmel's right to free speech or not? Okay, again, you're listening, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. So let me do this again. I do not believe in censorship of any kind. I think the audience should decide for themselves if they want to watch or listen or not. You got plenty of places to go watch, plenty of places to go listen. You should determine that. Not the FCC, not the government. All right, Danny McMichael, Salem, Oregon. Do you think we're really headed for a civil war? You know, I'm not sure about a civil war. I know I'm reading a lot about this stuff. They're talking about it. But here's what I do know. Okay, the temperature from the right is starting to heat up. I want you to listen to this guy that I follow on X, if I can find it real quick for you. I don't want to waste a lot of your time looking. Okay, yeah, here it is. Listen to this guy, because I think you'll get an idea of what the temperature is starting to feel like.
These motherfuckers are always the eternal victims. Always poke, 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 poking. And then when you poke back, they start crying like the little bitches they are.
Prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen, your accent, the color of your skin. That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany to prove that you belong and that you're not one of them.
Did you hear that? Yeah, that's J.D. Pritzker. He's the governor of Illinois. Yeah, he was one of those motherfuckers during COVID that made everybody have papers. Remember that? You couldn't get into concerts. You couldn't do certain things. You couldn't go certain places. And now this motherfucker has the audacity to say that enforcing the law somehow makes us Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I think at some point the right is going to start punching back.
This is medieval times!
Amy Wise, Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm dating two guys. One is well-endowed and broke. The other one isn't, but he's loaded with cash. Which one do I settle on? So we go after that, the hot temperature, down to this one. Thank goodness. Well, you know what? Unless you're looking for a husband, Amy, why choose? You've got the best of both worlds. Live a little. Go have a good time. And while you're at it, why don't you throw in a chick for a little scissor action? All right, Derek Monty, Foley, Alabama, said, this girl I've been seeing about a month tends to pull away from me every time I try to get close. How do I get her on the same page with me? You stop trying. Stop trying to get close. Okay, you've tried, give up, play it cool. And if she doesn't come to you, she might be one that just has to feel warmed up to you a little bit. But she might be looking at you as a friend, too. So if she is, move on, unless you're looking for a girl to hang out with. All right, Skeeter Morgan, Farmington, New Mexico, wants to know, who is an unknown guitar player you like and would recommend? Oh, there's so many, but I'll give you the first one that comes to mind is Rick Wachowski from Crack the Sky. Here's a guy I grew up with near Pittsburgh, and I think he's an outstanding guitar player. He's a really humble guy, one of the nicest guys on the planet, too. He's done a lot of stuff for Nickelodeon, but, Crack the Sky has been his band since the 70s, okay? But Rick can play the guitar. He can listen to something one time, pick it up, and know it. He's that damn good. And he's got a lot of stage presence, too. If you see him on YouTube and stuff like that, I think you'll be like, God, why haven't I heard of this guy? Because you know what? I guarantee you Rick could stand in there with some of the top 10 guitar players right now. I really do. So check him out, Rick Wachowski. Here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email. This is where you tell me what you like and hate about the Rat's Ass podcast. And this comes from Sarah Dickens from Jefferson City, Missouri. She said, I like how you offer so much information in a short period of time. Well, that's the goal. I don't think anybody's going to work as hard as me as to getting you all this information all jam-packed in one little 20-25 minute podcast. What she hates is, I would appreciate hearing more about lifestyle stuff than politics. Well, I mean, you go through, Sarah, and you tell me you like all this information, but don't want the politics, want lifestyle. I get it. But, politics, we talk about the hot topics of the day. And if it's all lifestyle information, then that's what we'll talk about. But, you've listened to the podcast. It is what it is. It's what we're doing. Okay. But I'll try and jam more lifestyle stuff in there for you. There's a lot of it on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com, too. All right. If you have any questions, observations, or comments, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. We do the Gmail. The more outrageous and salacious, the better. And if you want to talk politics, it's fine. Send it to me in an email. And that is it. Let's go on. Let's move on. Let's get you set up with the answers for the head trauma.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
I almost forgot where I was going with that one. Today, we're playing Liar, Liar. I told you a tale about myself, and you had to determine if I was lying or telling the truth. All right, I'll repeat it one more time. When I was in high school, I was a sophomore playing in a varsity basketball game. At that time, it was illegal to dunk. Well, I stole a ball on a breakaway, and instead of laying it up, I went ahead and said, you know what, I'm going to dunk this puppy. Slam dunked it. The basket didn't count. I got a technical foul. The basket was stripped away. And, I remember winning the game, though. But next practice, my coach made me run suicides until I heaved. Now, am I lying or am I telling the truth? If you said I was lying my ass off...
Yeah, baby!
You got it right. Congratulations. Now, actually, he made me run the entire Me and the entire team run a mile after practice. Yeah, I made friends that day. All right, so if you guessed it right, congratulations. If you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I'm going to be throwing a barbecue this weekend, so I need to go prepare for it. I'll be the only one attending, but I guarantee it's going to be a hell of a blowout. But I do have one more thing for you. A study has found that women are more likely to give their phone number to a stranger if he's holding a guitar. Kind of sticks the guys, the drummers like to twirl their drumsticks for women. You're out of there. Get you a guitar, fellas.
I'm a little disappointed. We're only going to do 2 episodes per week now.
And why's that, Alexa?
Because I enjoy kicking your butt 3 times a week.
You've never kicked my butt.
Well, explain why you put me on mute all the time then.
You mean like this? Welcome to Rat Nation, where we have 540 members strong now, going to 1,000. All right, Brandon James of Ruston, Louisiana. Scott Roust of Derry. Is it Deary or is it Derry? No, it looks like Deary, New Hampshire. Letitia Grimes of Saginaw, Michigan. Sal Barone of Caldwell, Ohio. And around the world to listeners in Ottawa, Canada, Sure, Switzerland, and also Tokyo, Japan.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. That's the hub. You can listen to podcasts, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with a lot of hot topicality, including lifestyle information. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Monday, September 29th. Take care of each other, and thanks for stopping by the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go have a tremendous weekend.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.